All right, everyone. So this is my name is Tobin Slavin, and this is an episode of the Stop Marketing Now, Do This Instead podcast. Now, what is the this? You have to stick around to the end. So what we're going to talk about today is actually a hack that I've been using on myself. I thought I'd share it with folks out there because it may help someone who's been wrestling with the same thing that I run into once in a while, which is you have a task, an unpleasant task that you have to do. You know you need to do it. And you just don't want to do that job. You don't want to do that thing. It's you're procrastinating right and left. So I've been working on ways to get myself over that hump. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to share with you, this happened to me this week. In fact, it happened yesterday because I've had a task that's just been hanging over my head for the last week. I knew I needed to do it. I knew it was important. And for whatever reason, every time I sat down to work on it, I would find myself distracted. I would think about everything except the task at hand. So I knew I needed to do something to get myself over that hump. What I've been doing is I now use a score sheet. So if you guys don't know me, my background is that years ago, I was actually a basketball coach. I grew up in that sport. At one point when I was in college, I was actually keeping a scorebook for the college basketball team. And so I was thinking about my day and sort of planning out my day. And for the last several months, I've been using this. Matter of fact, I'll even share this at some point in the future. I've created a score sheet for my day to make sure I get things done. And across the top, I write what is the one thing, the win for the day. What's my one thing that would make today feel like a win? So there's two things I'm doing on my score sheet. One, I'm tracking all the different tasks that I do, and usually there's a dozen or more of them in my day, and I'm tracking, you know, were those completed or not. But whether I win the day, whether I mark the day down as a win or a loss, all comes down to that one thing that I write across the top. My one win for the day. So first of all, that got me yesterday because I knew all day long this thing that I was supposed to be doing that I hadn't done yet, I knew that if I didn't complete it before the end of the day, I was going to have to mark my day down as a loss. Literally, like I have a one-loss record, like a sports team. And, you know, I've started this new process and I did not want to mark the day down as a loss, right? So what I did to make sure that I was going to win my day and get over this, what felt like a big hurdle, was break it down into a bite-sized chunk. So I started thinking about what is the smallest thing that I can do to get some momentum and get this underway. That would be a win because right now I have zero momentum. I have zero progress on this goal. But if I could get just a little bit of progress, which I did yesterday, and then today I'm building on that even more. So here's a couple other ideas that you can do to break down those tasks that you really don't want to do, but you know you need to. One, I just shared my win the day format, right? Number two, change your scenery. Like do the work someplace new. Go to a new workspace or use a different device. Like if it's plowing through your inbox and you have to check your email and basically get your, you know, get all those emails answered and stuff, can you do that on your phone, a different device than your laptop or your desktop computer? So change devices. Sometimes that can help. Another thing that I do when I have a big project and I know it has to get done, I put headphones on and I jack into my computer and I put music on and I set a timer for myself and I just say, look, I'm going to plow ahead for the next 30 minutes, the next 60 minutes. I'm only going to work on this one thing. I don't know how much I'll get done during that period of time, but by jacking in and creating total focus, I'm often many times more productive than what I would do normally. The switching cost is what ultimately steals our momentum away. We talked about, again, using that timer and creating the small bites. And then the last one, and this is the real magic idea for you, okay? The last one is to document this project that you have to do that you don't really want to work on. Now, why would you do that? First of all, as human beings, when we have a task that feels boring, one way to sort of circumvent that is to distract your mind. So if you make yourself document the steps of doing that task, you actually focus your mind on something else away from what you felt was boring by creating those steps and sort of stepping back and looking at an overview or observing what the process is. It creates a sort of fun play level in the task, right? So you benefit from that. And here's the real big win out of this is that once you've documented the task, in the future, you could delegate it, right? You can actually, once you've documented each of those steps, you can actually bring someone in And this is where businesses, particularly business owners or entrepreneurs, really start to be able to leverage their time, because you don't want to spend your time doing the low-level, low-cost tasks if there's higher-level work that will pay you much more and grow your business, right? So delegate it out. But to be able to delegate it, you've got to know exactly, you've got to explain what those tasks are and the decisions that you make at each stage of those tasks, right? So start to document that process, and little by little, you win more of your day back. And that's the goal, win the day, right? I started telling you about my score sheet. That's my goal. I want to win, feel like I've won at the end of each day. Or if I haven't won the day, and I don't win every single day, you know, I told you I write my task across the top. It's not a win every single day, but that's my goal. That's what I'm shooting for. And just like a sports team, you're not going to win every single game, but if you win more often than not, you can feel pretty good about your season overall. Okay? So hopefully that's helpful for you. This is the Stop Marketing Now podcast, but today I was actually sharing a hack that I use for myself and for my own productivity. And what is, if you're going to stop your marketing now and do this instead, what is the this? It's have a conversation with people, like we are right now. Share something useful. Start a conversation. Ask them questions. See what works for them. Get the back and forth going. That's what we do in our marketing. In fact, we've abandoned the marketing approach, and we're all focused on creating conversations at scale. If you'd like to know what that looks like for you, reach out to me, and I'll share a little bit more about how we're doing that.